This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, May 8th. God's word to you today is knock. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 12, verse 3, and it says, "Try to have a sane estimate of your capabilities by the light of the faith God has given to you." The next step in finding the right place to work after evaluating your past work is to evaluate your abilities. Do not overestimate your capabilities and do not underestimate your capabilities. Have the right estimate. What are you capable of doing? I do not think organizing is one of my strengths, so if I need to engage someone to work with me, one of the things I look for is organizing capabilities. Romans 12:6 says, "God has given us each the ability to do certain things well." Everyone can do something better than the average person. As an individual, you need to find that thing, because nothing is more frustrating than being on a job that you are not gifted for, or a job where you will not even use your gifts at all. I write, but I know that I am not a writer. Even though people try to encourage me, I know that is not my strength. When I need to write, I seek out the people that have the ability to write, or I speak first, then I write. People do different things well. For some, it is building. For some, it is evaluating. For some, it is performing. And for some, it is selling. So for the entrepreneur that is passionate about a business idea, perhaps baking cakes, for such an entrepreneur's business to thrive, he or she needs to sell the cakes, otherwise she will have to eat them all. Since selling is not his or her strength, they ought to find someone that can sell and let them do what they do best, then give them what they want. Let the entrepreneur stay focused on churning out the cakes. One of the major challenges in marriages is that people are gifted in different areas but are insisting on doing things the traditional way, playing traditional roles. For instance, the wife is frugal with money, but lousy in the kitchen. She's gifted in keeping the financial books balanced, but her husband is the opposite, and he is gifted in kitchen affairs. However, the husband is insisting on being the one to balance the books and sending his wife to the kitchen, because traditionally, the man should oversee the finances and the woman should oversee the kitchen. They will always have problems. Let the person that has the gift use it.
Let us pray.
Holy Spirit, help me identify the things that I do well and help me concentrate my efforts in those areas. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.